Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and contributors, and not necessarily those of WFSU Public Media.
What's the 411? You're tuned into 411 Teen. 411 Teen is a weekly program for teens, parents, and other interested folks. 411 Teen provides a forum to examine and discuss various issues and events that confront, intersect, and often interrupt our daily lives. I'm Dr. Liz Hollyfield. From city to suburb to wide open rural countryside, fast food has become a common denominator of teen life since around 2001. The fast food industry has an annual budget of about $110 billion in the U.S. alone, nearly a third more than Americans spend on higher education. This equation looks like this: fast-paced life plus fast food outlets equal teens packing away burgers and fries or some other fast food at an average of three times a week. In every corner of America, the fast food industry, quite simply, has planted its arches and brilliantly glowing signs. Joining me here at the round table, I welcome Anna Campbell. Anna is a senior. She will be graduating in a month or so, and upon graduation, she plans to attend TCC and then transfer to my alma mater, Ohio State University. Welcome, Anna.
Hi, thank you.
Devin Doyle, luckily I'll get to have him another year. He's a junior, and he's into computers and history. Hi, Devin.
Hello.
And Ariana Richardson, she's a senior, and we always look forward to her coming because she brings us treats. And she is thinking about going to Wiley College in Texas.
Hey.
Well, I am so glad to have you all here, okay? Well, when you make a food selection, does nutrition influence your selection? What role does nutrition play? I mean, when you make a food selection.
I mean, it depends on the day.
I was about to say, what day of the week is it?
Like, it's also about how much money you got in your pocket. Like,
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're telling me the variables that determine your selection really are, you know, your finances. Okay.
Yeah.
And
how tired you are.
How are you feeling at that time? And nutrition doesn't really play a role in it.
No,
let's be real.
Not unless a doctor, like, specifically comes up to me and is like, don't eat XYZ, and then I'm like, okay, I will watch out for that. But that's the only time.
If the doctor told me don't eat XYZ, and I'm like, okay, I won't, and then, like, a second later, it's like, how much money do I got in my pocket? I got a dollar. Well, if I'm going to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's really what
I can't just buy Apple and be like, oh, it's okay.
Well, that's what we want to know. That's what I want to get an idea of what young folks, what you all consider when you make food selections and what's important to you. Do you consider fast food or do you try to go someplace that's not fast food? I mean, do you try to go and get a salad from Whole Foods or what?
I want to just start off saying I appreciate that McDonald's has coffee ready for me in the morning because there's so much going on in the, like, for me, fast food usually comes into play breakfast time because there's so many people in my house and we have two new dogs and everyone is tripping over everyone else in the kitchen and there's just no time anywhere for coffee or food. So I appreciate that I can drive up and within, like, 5 minutes have, like, my entire breakfast and eat it on the way to school.
And when you say your entire breakfast, I mean, now, Anna, what do you usually have for breakfast? Typically.
Always coffee. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter the day.
How long have you been drinking coffee?
I've been drinking coffee since I was, like, 11 or 12.
Okay.
Yeah, my grandfather would always drink it, so I was like, well, I want to be cool like him, so. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I always have coffee, and then hash browns. I like hash browns, and then some sort of like biscuit, sausage, egg situation. Mm-hmm. I mean, it depends, you know, where you go, but something to the extent of with protein and carbs.
Okay. All right. Devin.
I usually don't eat breakfast. I don't eat like anything. I don't drink anything. I just kind of get up and go. And it's kind of unhealthy, but it's like the habit I'm in. So
it works for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I guess at lunchtime you make up for it.
Mm-mm.
Oh, you don't make it up?
I mean, sometimes I do. It's either I like eat a really big dinner at the end of the day, which is also it's really bad for you. You shouldn't do that. Or I'll eat like a kind of like small lunch or an all right lunch and then an all right dinner at the end of the day.
What's an all right lunch? I mean, because I need to – we don't know what you mean. So I'm really trying to get a feel.
Like a number one from Chick-fil-A, the chicken sandwich.
Yes.
Or like the chicken tendy or like the nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
Those are bomb. Those are like
– grilled nuggets.
Oh, aren't they good? I've never had them.
They're so good.
With the Polynesian sauce. I'm so hungry now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And yes, ma'am, Ariana.
Well, I've been raised that my eating, my fast food habit, it's not as bad as it was before, because as you can see, I'm a big boned girl, and so when I don't eat fast food, but when I do, I usually eat it when I don't feel like when my mom doesn't feel like cooking, or we're both too tired to make anything, and there's only like a few dollars in pockets. We like, okay, we don't want to waste our money on McDonald's, unlike on Walmart. Let's go to this place and get a burger. And what I usually do is around like lunchtime. So like around lunchtime, I always get like Taco Bell, and it's always the meal deal letter D with it used to be the little meal deal number 4, and I keep saying, oh, I just want a meal deal number D, and I was like, what?
Oh, okay. And what is that?
It's a beef layer burrito and with Doritos and a drink.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes, and it's super cheap. But then now they brought it up to like a nickel. I was like, what is this?
Well, you know what they have now at like Checkers? You can get a $2 box and it has like chicken nuggets and french fries and like onion rings, I think, maybe. Or maybe you can do like one or the other. It's $2 and it's like, it's fabulous because it's ready and like you can pick it up and you can like get
fries are nice and hot.
Does nutrition ever play into what you select to eat?
Eat now? Yes.
Okay. Why now and
Because I'm as I said before, I am a little overweight, and now nutrition is a big deal to me. I try my best every day to cut down as much sugar as I can. So,
oh, but you are into baking.
I know.
How do you do that?
That's how I do it. I'll be like going to my friend and say, hey, you want to try this cupcake for me? And that's how I do it. Like,
and you really won't try it.
I won't try it. I stop eating my own baked goods and just make other people try it for me and see what they like.
The other people appreciate it.
And it's hard because then you see people just eating your baked goods and you don't even know what it tastes like. I didn't know what a meringue tastes like. I still don't.
Oh, really?
Wait, you've never had a meringue?
No.
It's like egg whites and sugar.
I know.
You've made it. You know what it is.
I know what it is, but I never tasted my own desserts.
Oh, really? So that's fantastic. What about you, Devin and Anna? Does nutrition at all play a role?
Yeah, I'm technically in my weight zone. I think weight plays a lot into it also because you see a model eat a cheeseburger and you're like, that's not me. So I think I've gotten better about eating healthier stuff. I'm not eating as much fast food. I'm opting for things like, instead of like potato chips, doing something like freeze-dried strawberries. So it's you still have like the crunch, but it's not like that fat content or that like starch content. But I've started opting more for fruits and like cut up vegetables versus like snacky foods. That being said, my meals sometimes are very shaky. Like, you know, I try to do like grilled instead of fried and stuff like that. But I mean, there's always like I mean, there's always an exception, social mm-hmm. occasions and right. running late, and you just kind of want this today.
Well, what I'm just trying to get a feel for is what role and when nutrition plays in your food selection.
After my mom has a health talk with me and after I see my doctor.
Okay.
And that's about it.
What about you, Devin?
I mean, like, I know I should, like, eat healthier things, and I know that nutrition's important, but I kind of don't care enough. I mean, like I get I should be healthy, and, like, I know when I'm older, like, I'm going to regret, like, not eating healthily.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know. I like food.
Oh, yeah. When you all three of you have said, you know, healthy eating is important, you recognize. What do you consider healthy eating?
Salads, I guess.
Quinoa.
Actually, anything in Trader Joe's.
No.
There's some stuff that will mess you up. And you're like, what is this?
You know what's really good? You know what's actually really nice at Trader Joe's? They have edamame.
I love that.
And you can just throw it in the microwave, and you can go do whatever you need to do, and then you can come back, and it's there for you.
I'll eat some veggie chips, like homemade veggie chips.
Okay.
Because I know if
homemade
I get them, yeah, if you just slice them, roast them, and put them in the oven until they get crispy.
Okay.
And then put a little sea salt on it. Oh, mm-hmm. my goodness, yes. And,
You have to make some of that.
when are you coming back?
Yes.
but when eating, I eat healthy as best as I can, which means, like, I'll try to eat salad, I'll eat more fruits, I drink less juice and sodas. And it's like, I have to drink more water, even though I don't like the taste of it, so I have to, like, spice it up, put, like, cucumbers or, like, strawberries
in
water.
Yeah. Or lemon.
I don't like lemon water, because if you let it sit for a longer time, it gets more bitter. I was like, what is this?
Oh.
I like juice. I'm a sucker for juice. I can't.
You know, they say juice is not good for you, because it has a high sugar content.
Yeah.
I like it, too.
But, like, I didn't really... My parents drink soda. My parents still drink soda a lot, but I never liked it because of the carbonation.
It
would burn my throat, and I didn't like it. So I always gravitated more towards, like, I'm not talking, like, cold press, good for you juice. I'm talking, like, like Costco bottle of apple juice.
Okay.
Like box juice, where you feel like a little kid again, eat some animal crackers, watching Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Hold your thought. I'll come right back to you. You're tuned in to 411 Teen, and we're having a great time talking about food and what you need to eat. And we're going to take a brief break, but we'll return shortly. If you're just tuning in, the program is 411 Teen, and we are having way too much fun today, you know, laughing and talking about food and what we should be eating. Again, I'm Dr. Liz Hollyfield, and joining me here at the roundtable, I welcome again Ariana Richardson, Devin Doyle, and Anna Campbell. Anna, I had to interrupt you, so you can continue. I'm sorry, okay?
I think I was going to comment on the boxes of Capri Suns in my car.
Okay. So it sounds, what I'm hearing from you all is that nutrition really is not that important.
No, it's convenience. It's really convenience.
Yeah. That's
if it's convenient to be nutritious, we'll be nutritious. If it's not, also financially.
Yeah, also whatever my mom buys, that's what I eat. Because I can't get picky. My mom will be like, I paid for it. You're going to eat it. You're going to like it.
See, my mom likes to explore in everything. So she'll buy, like, things that are, like, opposite ends to each other. And, you know, our family's not used to it. And then she's like, I'm going to cook something really crazy. And then she cooks something really crazy. And we have, like, just stuff left over from it. And then, you know, when you don't go grocery shopping and you feel like you have nothing to eat in the house, and then we're left with, like, all this, like,
weird
stuff.
But she's sick. Well, then that'll make you explore it, won't it?
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Devin? I mean, Devin's, like, thinking of, he looks like he's thinking about food. I mean, Does nutrition really play a role at any point?
Not really.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Nutrition plays a role when my grandparents come over.
Okay.
It does.
I'm trying to.
Because the lectures come.
Yeah.
How often would you say you eat fast food?
Oh, man.
You got to put us out on that question. Oh. You trying to take us out one by one.
It's all about that Chick-fil-A. I got to get some Chick-fil-A like twice a week or I'm just not happy.
Oh.
I crave.
Okay.
I'm trying to be a pescatarian. So being a pescatarian, you crave a lot of meat. So because that's when you start in because it's a great start to become a vegetarian.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm. That's for me because I like meat. So I eat like, so I be craving like seafood and sushi. But sometimes I crave for some ribs. Oh my goodness, some ribs. And not just like any ribs. I'm talking about the homemade, get on the grill ribs, smacking rib, get your messy shirt on.
Uh-huh.
But then sometimes I crave for McDonald's.
Okay, so how many times do you eat?
No, that's a lie. I ate fast food like literally last week during spring break. I ate Taco Bell and then I ate Publix chicken wings.
I don't know if Publix is considered fast
food. It's not.
Mm-mm.
I think I've gotten a lot better about it. But I think I eat fast food maybe 3 to 4 times a week.
Okay.
It depends. It really depends on my schedule, and then it depends on what my mom's doing and what my dad's doing.
Mm-hmm.
My sister and my mom are, like, the primary cooks in our house, so okay. I really don't know how to cook. I know how to make cereal and pasta, and that's, mm-hmm. That's, like, about...
Cereal?
There's nothing much to making cereal.
There's not exactly. There's nothing much to either of them.
And that's a start. Wherever you start, that's
well,
good.
You know, so I don't really like cook. That's mm-hmm. not something that I do. So fast food's a convenience.
What is it about fast food when you think about it that makes it so unhealthy? Let's look at it from that point.
It's processed. Dipped in grease.
Yeah.
Grease uh-huh.
And you're frying in your own grease. The pig's frying in his own fat.
It's just fried on top of oil and fried.
Cholesterol.
Yeah, it's just, and salt.
Wash it down with more sugar water.
Okay.
It's good sugar water.
Have any of you ever worked in a fast food?
I worked in a commercial kitchen.
Oh, really?
I shouldn't say I worked in a commercial kitchen. I worked at a Boy Scout camp, mm-hmm. and I was in the kitchen in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
I helped make breakfast, and there's a lot that goes into it. And the assembly line, they're often in an assembly line situation. Things can get, like, overlooked and kind of lost in the chaos. Cleaning the grill or changing the oil kind of thing can
those
get
are the
overlooked
kinds of,
easily.
I was gonna ask,
yeah.
What are the things that get overlooked?
Yeah. So,
do people wash their hands like they're supposed
to?
They do. Oh, that
they do. They really, at least where I was, you sit there and people watch you. There's like monitors in the kitchen. They watch you and make sure that everything's going right. But yeah.
Now, Ariane, have you worked in fast food?
No, but I have family members who do work in fast food, and they always tell me stories about it.
Horror stories. Yeah.
It was like some stories that where people accidentally dropped a patty. Oh my gosh. Or like they didn't wash their hands. But there's mostly good stories about people just like trying to hurry up so the food could be done.
Mm-hmm.
So the customer won't leave and get their business somewhere else.
Okay.
Or stuff like that.
So that's basically it. What about food related illnesses? Food poisoning. Have you ever had any of that?
Watch out.
Nope.
Oh, you're lucky.
I'm lucky. Oh,
Devin, are you lucky? Have you all had food poisoning?
One time I ate some bad, like, it was like a store sushi. I'm not going to say the store.
Dear, you don't have to.
Okay. and then the next morning, I was like, I'm going to die. this is it. Life is about to take me by, life is about to, like, let me go, that let go of that tiny string I already have left, and I'm just going to be in the hands of death itself. And I was like, I was like, oh my God, this is it. This is it. I'm going. I complained for, like, a good solid hour. And I did my business. I was like, I looked in the mirror. I was like, man, I look like I lost, like, 210 pounds. Mm-hmm. I feel pretty. I was like, man, I feel pretty good afterwards. Because I was like, dang, I'm not dead. I feel nice.
If you've ever had stomach flu or a stomach virus,
food poisoning,
multiply that by 10.
Yeah.
Give or take.
10. Okay.
It's like, okay, when it's just like, I'm food poisoned.
Bam.
Right in the stomach. Just punch you.
So that's what it's like. Yes,
when
Anna.
When I was 14, I went to New York for the first time, and no one had told me not to eat the pizza off the street.
Oh.
Like, to the vendors and stuff. Not, like, off the street.
Not literally off the street.
I have common sense. And I ate a slice of pizza for lunch off of a street vendor's cart, and I paid for it. I sat in our hotel room for, and this was a school trip. This was not like I was with my family. This was like I was left behind, and I had to sit in the hotel room and just be sick by myself.
No one helped you with some soup?
Nope. No, you don't want to eat
anything. Don't want to
eat. You don't want to eat nothing.
But yeah, that's a fond memory. That was the second day I had ever been out of Florida, much less in a really big city. And I was like, trust everyone. It's okay.
So are you all concerned about food handling and food preparation? I mean, is that something that you consider?
Yeah.
It's very, very important because you're feeding thousands and thousands of people and you're afraid that one person might get sick. Even one person got sick, that means you fail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Well, and people are so careless nowadays. They're not going to care about washing their hands or making sure the equipment's clean. They're just going to make their food and get their money.
Right.
And I think it's important because people really don't pay attention to stuff like that. And I have an oral allergy to some fruits, so I can't really eat bananas. And I remember, like, last week I went and got a shake, and someone had put, like, a banana chocolate shake in it earlier, and I had a reaction because they made my shake and they hadn't washed
off
out the things that they had used.
Beaters, so even something as subtle as that.
Yeah. So I try not to think about the preparation because I get creeped out a little bit, and I don't like thinking about it. But on the other hand, I would hope that they're washing everything in between uses and stuff. But, you know, you watch like a long line of cars and you're like, wow, they're really, you know, cranking it out today. And it worries you even more.
Uh-huh. You can't really think about it because
you get creeped out, yeah.
Well, when we talk about fast food, what would you identify as your favorite fast food?
Whataburger, hands down.
Okay.
Either Whataburger or Steak and Shake.
And why? Why do you consider those?
I'm a burger girl. I love a good burger is great. I just like milkshakes. It's a lot easier than an ice cream cone. So I'll usually, like, my go-to is, like, a burger, fries, and a shake, which is, like, that classic. And
Devin's shaking his head. So nobody can see you, but he must agree with that.
So I like those, and, you know, you can get it, – it's a different quality than something like McDonald's or Wendy's. It's definitely it's definitely on the better end.
Okay, let me go to Devin, then I'll come to you. I know you were nodding your head. What do you consider your favorite fast food, and why is it?
It's funny because it's not actually burgers. It's chicken, Chick-fil-A. Okay. I don't know. Something about Chick-fil-A is so just like – it's the Chick-fil-A sauce. Something about it is so good.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just
– it's just good.
It's just good. I mean,
okay. Geez. All right. Ariana.
Whataburger, like I said before, but – but if you don't if you don't live in Tallahassee and live in Boynton Beach, mm-hmm. there's this place called Bud's Chicken. Oh, my goodness. And it's Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Their food is so good. Like, I get the...
Is it a real fast food?
It got, like, the drive-thru and everything. Oh, okay. So it's a fast food joint.
Okay.
And,
But is it more like a Whataburger? I mean, is it a step up? Because Whataburger, you're right, it's not the same. It's like a McDonald's.
Yeah.
Okay. It's something like that.
Okay.
They have conch fritters that I love so much. Because, mm-hmm. like I said, I'm a sucker for seafood. And, that's my favorite thing.
I think
thing.
That starts to err on the, like, on the side of, like, high-end.
High-end
fast. So like,
but it's still fast food.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not even, like, the real comfort.
I guess it depends.
So often, though, we hear people talking about you need to develop a healthy lifestyle. And what does healthy to you all? Now, if I start preaching to you and going, oh, you need a healthy lifestyle, what would that include? What would that encompass when I say healthy lifestyle to you? What does that mean?
Are we going by, like, our parents' standards?
No,
or
by
our
your own. This is about
different.
You. This
not
is
eating ice
about
cream.
You.
Not eating ice cream, like, okay. once every 2 days.
Weighing off the soda pops.
Like. Okay. Okay, so no soda pops, not eating as much ice cream.
I think like some sort of exercise.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Because I used to be heavily involved in sports, and I've honestly never really watched what I ate. I've just been kind of okay with everything that's mm-hmm. happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I was always doing, like, a lot of, like, heavy activity to counteract whatever terrible thing I decided to eat.
Well, that's what I wanted to know, because yeah. often when I've talked about nutrition, but nutrition and exercise often go hand in hand.
Yeah.
So I just, when we talk about a well-balanced, healthy lifestyle, I just wonder what that include. What did that mean to you?
A lot more vegetables.
Okay.
A lot more fruit.
A lot more okay. things that grow out of the ground.
Okay. All right.
Eating so much red meat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
We've actually cut red meat out in our house.
Now, you know, the restaurants, the fast food restaurants have really made some changes to their menus. I mean, they really have tried to include salads. Of course, you can put tons of dressing on salad, and it's still just as bad. But they have tried to include salads. They've tried to have healthy breakfasts. They've listed now the caloric intake. Do you find that that is something that you take into consideration at all?
I don't appreciate the calories
in dressing.
Because it makes me just feel worse about my choice. I mean, you know, if I pull up to McDonald's, I know I am about to eat something that is terrible for me and my mm-hmm. body. I do not need to be reminded that it's 700 calories for a tiny burger. That being said, I love Chick-fil-A salads.
Okay.
I'll eat Chick-fil-A salads too. I know that some places that serve salad, even the salad itself is not very healthy because then add like meats.
Or they have iceberg lettuce. Iceberg lettuce has no
anything.
Nutritional value at all.
Nope.
You know, and you notice that that's what a lot of the salads are composed of.
Yeah.
Iceberg lettuce.
A salad for me has like the spinach and then like a little bit of like balsamic vinegar. And then, like, craisins on top and then a little bit, like, turkey meat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I like to... If you've ever been in, like, a Whole Foods or a Trader Joe's, there's, like, crinkle kale chips.
I love them. Mm-hmm.
That are, like,
those
super,
are very good.
You can just sprinkle those.
Uh-huh.
And a little bit of avocados. Oh, that's
and I don't use dressing anymore.
What? Oh, really?
No. Okay. I just eat them dry.
What about... what's your position on additives? Chemical add, you know, and that's a big issue. So, do you all have a position on that? And you're a cook. Do you?
Since I've been cooking now, I noticed the taste of like preservatives and additives, and it doesn't taste as good as me before when I was like a little girl. I was like, man, I realized I ate this when I was little. And I was like, what was I thinking?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So, preservatives and additives. Like, I understand preserves keeps it, like, fresh and things like that. I just don't like it.
Okay. And so you don't use it?
I try my best not to.
Okay. All right.
My grandfather likes to cook a lot, and he, every time he cooks something that's meat or could possibly have, like, GMOs or, you know, preservatives or anything in it, he starts preaching to the choir, and it turns into, like, it turns into a lecture section. But I mean, I'm functioning, and I've probably, eaten way too many to even count. So, I mean, they're not, obviously they're not good, but it's not something, like, when I pick up a package, it's not something that I look for.
Okay.
Yeah, basically, I mean, they suck, but they're there.
It's not a variable that you really consider heavily, is what I hear.
I mean,
is that right?
Like, it would be cool if they didn't have preservatives and additives, but it's like, I hate them, but you know, what's done is done. What's there is there, I guess.
So. It's not going to really deter you.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Unless it's, like, really, really bad.
Okay. All right. Do any of you eat the food in school cafeterias?
Yes.
Yeah.
Certain ones.
Sometimes.
Oh, okay.
The good ones.
The good ones, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, and then what, we're going to take a break, so I won't get into it. But when we come back, maybe we can talk about the food that is offered in the school cafeteria. And what do you think is a good selection? When are the days that you eat? What determines whether you're going to eat or not eat that on that day, as far as the food in the cafeteria? You're tuned in to 411 Teen, and I'm talking with students about their food preferences. We're going to take a break, but we'll return momentarily.
Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and contributors, and not necessarily those of WFSU Public Media.
You're tuned in to 411 Teen. This hour we're talking about teen eating habits. Before we went on break, we had just started to talk about food that's offered in school cafeterias. You all had said sometimes, it depends. And I'd like to explore that a little bit more. What foods do you eat? When do you eat in the cafeteria? How do you feel about cafeteria food? I'll start with you, Ariana, and we'll just go around the table.
Okay, so I'll eat cafeteria food if I'm feeling hungry and I don't feel like waiting to go to my culinary class, because I usually eat there. Mm-hmm. And I'll eat when it's, like, a good, like, food day, when they have, like, broccoli, because I love their broccoli because it's nice and seasoned. And what was the second question? How did I feel about it?
Mm-hmm.
How did I feel about it was, like, I understand they're cooking for everyone, so they have to be careful what they put in it. And sometimes I have to question.
Oh,
but,
really?
But it's good. I'm like, I'm not saying, oh, this isn't good. I'm just, sometimes I'm just questioning. I was like,
elaborate on that. I mean, what is it that makes you question it?
It looks funny sometimes.
It's sometimes you're like, that's not the way that's supposed to look.
Like the eggs there. I know it's made of, it's too yellow. I don't know how to describe it.
Okay.
There, for me, eating school lunch, it depends on whether or not I drove to school that day. Depends on whether or not I woke up early enough to make a lunch. And it also depends on how much cash I have.
Okay.
Because if I have cash, I'll just go off with friends and get lunch, or I'll drive off and get lunch. And I try to pack my lunch as often as possible. That way I have a little bit more control over what I'm eating. That being said, I love the tacos. They're probably terrible for you. But I like they're not tacos, they're nachos.
Oh, those.
They're pretty good.
They're pretty good. Right. other than that, I don't think there's any school lunch that I'm, like, dying to eat.
Yeah.
It's just all fair.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right. If I, like, am broke and I've got no money for fast food, I'll eat them. But, like, some days I just, like, I'd rather just, like, go hungry. Like, and it's like the cafeteria people, you know, they only have so much to work with, really. I can't blame them.
Right.
But, you know, the nachos are good, and every time there's pizza on Friday, and it's all right.
It's edible.
Okay. Well, the ranks of the overweight and the obese are rapidly increasing in the United States. 23% of the population is obese. 1 in 3 are 58 million American adults aged 20 to 74 are overweight. Overweight and obesity are more than a cosmetic concern. Overweight and obesity are known factors for diabetes, high blood pressure, gallbladder disease, arthritis, respiratory problems, and some forms of cancer. More than 1 in 5 children and adolescents aged 6 through 17 are overweight. Now, this is particularly ironic because the American culture is obsessed with dieting and thinness. We spend more than $53 billion a year on weight loss products and services. So, what's going on? I mean, why are we seeing more and more weight problems in America? What is the current attitude among your peers? People can't see you. What is the current, among your peers concerning weight problems in today's American culture?
Let me tell you right now, this is how I feel. I will eat and then I will work out because working out is important, right? But it helps me lose weight and it helps me maintain the weight that I'm already in, so I won't be overweight
anymore.
Mm-hmm. But I don't get what every day I see is, try this new fitness thing. You should try this. Try this powder. I'm going to knock the powder out your hand if you put it in my face. It makes no sense. It's just pretty much powder saying, you should drink this and you won't be hungry. That's not true. I tried the powder. It doesn't work. I will crave ribs like nobody's business and then go to Sonny's. I don't care if you think, oh, it's working for me. No, it doesn't work unless you do exercise, you eat right. Mm-hmm. If you eat junk food and go to sleep playing video games or God knows what, and you're thinking, oh, this is going to work. No, you're just going to gain more and more weight.
Okay. All right.
I'm at that like weird place where I'm like on the edge of being overweight and like right at the edge of being like a healthy weight and being overweight. And I always get that lecture from my doctor that's like, you have to work out and you have to do this and you have to do that and you will eventually be in your weight class again. And all of those things, I work out and I do what I need to do, but I'm not going to try powder. I'm not going to put some unknown pill into my body to drop water weight, which
never works.
Never works.
I never tried it, but I know it never works.
I take my vitamins. That's about it. I just don't, like, I've never really bought into the whole, like, hardcore, like, do the fitness at home kind of thing where it's like, dude, drink a protein shake. Okay. You know how gross they are? Mm-hmm. They're disgusting. Mm-hmm. I don't care what anyone says. My sister drinks them religiously every day, and I don't understand how you could possibly do it because they don't taste. I mean, that is not real chocolate.
When you think about your peers, the folks you just kind of hang out with, what role does weight play? I mean, is it really significant? It's like you're talking about your sister who really is into those protein drinks and nutritious. But overall, I'm trying to get a feel for just teens in general. Where would you classify them? And I know there are various groups. You can't put them all, you know. It's not a monolithic group. I understand that.
I've gone to two high schools. The first one I went to for 2 years, and now I'm at Sale.
Mm-hmm.
And the first, when I was at my first school, weight was a daily thing. It was discussed daily. It was talked about daily. Because I was doing sports and we were weighing in and we were talking about what we're eating and prom dress, like, you know, shopping and everything played into weight. Everything came back to weight. And I was always the biggest of the group. So it was a little bit harder for me to sit there every day and kind of listen to it. That being said, when I came to Sale, I kind of expected the same culture, the whole weight culture of the people who are skinny are respected and the ones who are overweight are kind of pushed off to the side. And that was not the case at all. It's very inclusive. I don't think I've talked about weight in my current friend group. I don't think we've ever talked about weight.
Okay. Okay, and then I'll go.
You can go.
I was going to say, I don't really talk about weight. I mean, I make fun of myself being a bit pudgy sometimes, but, like, that's the most...
What
like,
about your friends? I mean, is it something that you find other guys are really into working out or, you know...
My friends don't work out.
Okay. Okay. All right. I mean, but, yeah, that's what I want to know. Yes, ma'am.
I've been in Sale for 4 years. So I never went to a different school, but I went to middle school, and I was always the big girl, and everyone... tried to pick on me, like I said the word try, because I was overweight, and I should have been like, they would have said, you should have lose weight and things like that, and because it's not pretty. And then I went to Sale, and I was like, man, I realized that no one really talks about their weight, no one really bothers nobody else because of their weight. And then I was like, oh snap, I should be more comfortable in my own body type, and I work out more so I could be comfortable in my own body type. I'm not doing it so other people are like, oh girl, you're so skinny, you must be really pretty. No, calm down, calm your body.
And if you're losing weight for a date, it's not worth it. It's not worth it whether it doesn't even matter. It is not worth if someone only wants to date you because you're skinny. That just bothers me, because for so long I didn't date because I was really afraid that, like, when I would go out that whoever I was with would make fun of me for my eating or whatever would happen. And because that was what I was used to with friend groups. And when I got to Sale, I started dating again. And I was like, this doesn't play a role into anything. This doesn't matter at all.
In my old school, skinny girls used to get, like, the guy who's, like, super cool. Yeah. Super
The football players?
No, there was no football players. Our school.
Oh, well.
But, you know, like, the coolest, it was a Christian school. So, I was the smartest guy there. And I'm like, you know what I meant. But like, and then I'm here and be like, okay, I'm cool to being single. I'm going to sit here and eat my Cheetos. I don't care what y'all think. Chill out. And when I got to Sale, I never dated because my mom, because it's like I'm worried about school. My mom's on my case. My dad, he's ready to hurt somebody if someone tried it.
Yeah.
But I realized when I go out to the mall with my friends, I get like looked at and I was like, oh. Some people like a fluffy teddy bear. I felt so happy.
Oh, that's cute. Now, as we talk about, you know, nutrition and weight and the composition of food, what we haven't talked about is organic. What role is organic important? You know, that's the big push now. It's all organic. And do you buy organic? Do you prefer organic? Does it matter?
I buy organic when it's cheaper.
Organic is just pretty much stuff that's not been washed over with bugs and pesticides.
I think the only thing that, and I guess this could be considered organic, is I grow my, like, you know, edible flowers.
Yeah.
I grow my own edible flowers to, like, use on, like, cakes and stuff. And that's about as, like, organic as I get. I'm not particularly picky just because that student budget.
There's people that I just want to talk to, like, have a real serious debate. Because then I have friends who be like, "Ooh, I love my organic water." Say that one more time, please. What is organic water? What is that? Because you hear these people say, "I got Voss." I was like, "What is it? It's in a glass bottle."
I think it's in a glass. Isn't it sparkling?
Uh-huh. No, it's just regular water.
Oh, really?
It's just regular water. And I say, you know what's regular water?
Tap. Well, yeah.
Well, Madison Avenue has a big influence on what we, you know, how what we deem as acceptable.
It's all branding.
And it's branding. So we must keep, you know, that aspect.
I buy a water purifier and just use that.
I think you're either on one side or the other on it. I think you either are all organic and you're cooking your own meals and you're really, like, going for it, or you're kind of like, which one's cheaper and which one can I eat faster?
Do you think as a society that we are obsessed with weight?
Yes. Yes,
definitely. Because there's people in this world who be like, you need to watch your weight or you might get sick. And I'll say, and as a big person, you realize that you're on the other end of that stick because you eat a lot and then you get bigger. And if you try to work out, people don't know you're working out, but people will still mess with you because of your weight. Mm-hmm. And you're like, maybe you should try this and this and organic things. And there's more, but people don't know is you can actually be a little big and still be a healthy.
Oh, you can be legit. Yeah.
There's like models now that's like plus size. I'm doing air quotes.
what influence do you feel that culture and ethnicity may play on the whole what you eat and the weight?
I remember the first day of middle school. Someone had passed around their phone, and it was some model doing something, and it was a very, very skinny white girl. Mm-hmm. And being not a skinny white girl, I remember like, oh man, that's what I'm supposed to look like. Like, I need to fix whatever I'm doing wrong. And so I remember I went home that night and I didn't eat dinner, and I like refused to eat anything. And my parents were like, what's wrong with you? Like, what happened? I mean, like, explained it to them. And obviously, you know, they were like, that's not right. Of course it's not right. But growing up, the people who are idolized are the ones who are skinny and the ones who maybe aren't in shape, but they're skinny and they can wear a bikini and they look good. And, you know, I think that's like emphasized so much on young girls because that's who they look up to. They look up to the people that they're watching in TV shows and in movies, and then it transfers over into eating disorders and anxiety about your own weight and insecurities. And
As an African American girl, growing up was difficult, especially when you're overweight African-American girl, because you've been raised with family who's are also overweight, but there's also family members that's skinny, and, like, they think it's pretty, and then when they see you, they're like, oh, what cute baby fat. But when you get older, it's not baby fat no more. Mm-hmm. It's just fat. And it's hard, especially when you hear from your family, like skinnier people of your family. Because I remember at a family reunion, I was talking to a lady who was really skinny, and she was really, like, thin. And she told me she was a model, and she used to go to Paris. I said, I always dream of going to Paris. I didn't say I wanted to be a model, but she thought I meant that. Because the next words that came out of her mouth was, if you lost a lot of weight, maybe you can be a model, too. I laughed it off, but I was seriously hurt.
Well, they're plus-size models now, too, and that's a big deal.
This was, like, younger when I was younger, and this was, like, but now future is coming up. I see these girls slaying the world. I said, I'm going to be one of these girls slaying the world. And now people know. It's more like a confident boost now because I know that I'm eating healthy. I'm trying my best to lose weight.
And everybody is not meant to look like a toothpick.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting how my view has changed as I've gotten older, because when I was younger, I definitely wanted that, like, I wanted that, like, hourglass size 2 model body. And now, you know, I'm okay with where I'm at. Like, I'm in between a 12 and a 14, and I'm fine. I'm happy. I don't have any issues with my body.
That's great.
It's become more of a confidence thing and more of a confidence boost that, you know, you actually, like, for the first time in your entire life, you actually feel, like, really good in your own body, and you're able to, like, project that.
Well, we have run out of time. You know, we always do. But I would like to say thank you to my students from SAIL. A special thanks to Anna Campbell, Devin Doyle, and Ariana Richardson. To my listening audience, I appreciate your time and your ear, and ask you to tune in next week, same time, same place, to get the 411 from 411 Team. The 411 Team was produced by Dr. Liz Holyfield. Technical assistance was provided by Ken Smith. If you would like to participate in 411 Team or have suggestions for discussion topics, call 850-645-7200. 411 Team archives are available as streaming audio and as downloads from WFSU.org. Check us out on Facebook.